Well, Chevy, want to talk about last year's draft and a bunch of the prospects. And again, didn't get a chance to talk to you at the draft, so it's our first opportunity to get your thoughts and impressions on the players that you drafted. And the first guy I want to talk to you about is Logan Stanley, who you took 18th overall. Big monster of a kid at 6'7", about 225 pounds. And from the opportunity that I saw him play throughout the season in Windsor and then again at the under-18 tournament and through the playoffs, I thought he was the most improved player from the beginning when I saw him until the end where I saw him at the under-18 tournament. And from your perspective, what were the attributes that really sold you and your staff on him to draft him at 18th overall?
Well, for us, it was our second first-round pick last year. So we were looking for someone that we felt that we had some time to develop, and a player like him is a project that is we're looking at from a long-term perspective. I think the thing that really stood out for us was exactly what you said. The development path from the beginning of the season to the end of the season. Was very good, and you could see that the aspects of his game kind of unfolding in front of you. Now, understanding that for us, he's a player that we are going to be patient with. We're going to take some time, but we believe that there's more to that development path and development curve that we saw this year or this past season. So we think a couple more years as a junior, and then obviously getting into the pro ranks, will be a good timeline for Logan.
Yeah, the one thing I like about him, Kevin, is he'll make that accurate pass. He keeps it simple when he's playing defense, and he will drop the gloves if necessary. And boy, I don't want to be that guy. I'll be honest.
Well, he does. You can't teach the size that he has, and he's someone that works diligently on the other areas of his game, during the summer months and during the winter months as well. And, this is all about development. And for him, we think that, he'll develop, nicely into a player that, can be used in a lot of situations. He may not burn it up offensively, through the course of his career, although he can really hammer the slap shot, and mm-hmm. He's got those type of abilities. But his hockey IQ we feel is good. His work ethic, his character, we think is good. And again, for us, we're willing to be patient with the package.
Chevy, when I'm looking at Logan Stanley, I never want to say for his size, he's a good skater, but for his size, he's actually, what I like about him is he has, he's loose in his hips, so when he turns, from forward to back and vice versa, and then he has his lateral movement, I think he has enough of that can translate into the NHL so that he can be able to take the right angles and angle guys off and use his wingspan and his big body to be effective that way. And when I watch his game, there's, I don't always want to say he's this player in the NHL, but there's some Dennis Seidenberg tendencies in his game where if he becomes that prototypical defensive defenseman that is going to take away time and space, is going to be really tough to play against, and just can minimize some really highly skilled players, is that something that you guys would be thrilled with?
Well, again, I never really put a stamp on a player from who he's going to be like, but we think that once Logan develops strength in his leg to carry the big frame, I think a lot of 18-year-old players, that's something that they need to mature, and he's got to carve his own niche, and there's certainly lots of different players that he could model his game after, but we're thankful that he's part of our organization here, and if he can turn into a player that has the career success of some of the National Hockey League as you talked about, then that would be great.